everybody. We're joining you live right now on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you aboard. Tonight, we're going into part two of our series that we have begun on water shortages. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the angel of the troubled water. Did you know that there is such an angel? In the book of Revelations, chapter 16 and verse 5, "And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Yahweh, which art and wast, and shall be, because thou hast judged thus." Now, what did the righteous Yahweh, which art and wast and shall be, what did he judge? What kind of judgment did he pronounce upon the earth? Well, we're going to find out in verse 4. "And the third angel sounded and poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood." In Revelations chapter 14, verse 7, the angel cried with a loud voice, said, "Fear Yahweh and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." Mentioned right there, ladies and gentlemen, who's in control of the fountains of waters? Remember, those fountains are going to become an issue in the last days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on our series of the scarcity of water, you may feel quite comfortable, as a lot of people do, but we know that there is coming a time when there shall be a star fall from heaven, according to Revelations chapter 8, and we're going to read that one for you. It's called wormwood. "And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter." Now, the fountain of the waters are going to be under the control of a power that man cannot interfere with. The water shortages of the earth. And in verse 10, the angel sounded, and there it was, the third part of the fountains of the waters. One third part. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is only a 2% factor of fresh water on the earth available to mankind, unless we tap into the giant reservoirs of the Arctic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's almost impossible to transport enough water for approximately 7 billion people plus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an enormous problem that we're addressing tonight, and we want you to know that scriptures indicate that there will be a time of trouble for the water shortages of the earth. Now, why then would it be that there would be a water shortage? Well, simply because that man, in his wasteful state, is not going to bring about a conservation of the resources, be it natural or be it unnatural. Well, what about, Pastor Buddy, what about if we start conserving water? I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that that is too late. If there is a solution, it will be in the hands of the Creator But the Bible says when Yahweh brings about the third angel plagues upon the earth, that man in his fallen and sunken state will not repent. When most of our citizens believe that we're going to have water right on. Now, a few nations, there is over 80 nations, according to the UN report, that there is 80 nations in a water shortage situation. Some of these nations have reached a climate of fright, meaning that they are now trying to convince other countries to loan or to assist or to tap into their water reserves. And nations are beginning to defend their rivers and their sources of fresh water. Remember, less than 2%. It is a frightening number for us to deal with of clean, drinkable water. Did you know that China has over 600 rivers now, that only 20% of that river system, over 600 of the rivers, is fit for drinking water or water that can be run through their system to make it drinkable? Only 20% of the 600 rivers that they have analyzed would be acceptable enough to even convert into their water departments to convert it into a drinkable water. 40% of the world is now threatened through health and their economies. Well, what are we going to do about it, Pastor Buddy? Well, let me tell you something. According to the scriptures, most of the nations receive most of their water from rivers that cross borders of neighboring countries, and these are viewed as hostile. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's the truth, then there could erupt a war for water. Of all things upon the earth, there could be such a time of trouble that war could erupt because of this dire situation for the lack of water. Now, let's talk about America. Did you know that America is now, particularly in the West, I mentioned that on part one of the many cries for water. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not only the individual body that's dehydrated or for the lack of water, because man has substituted many, many things for water. And there is, ladies and gentlemen, no substitute for good, clean, healthy, alkaline drinking water. If you don't have it, your body is going to become acidic. And in this acidic state, germs are going to multiply and viruses are going to be accepted into the body. The cells will not release the toxins. And so then, this acidic state of bodies. And did you know that over 65% of the people in the developed nation as America are acidic state? In other words, they are time bombs, ticking time bombs, waiting for a health crisis to come into their bodies. Our hospitals, our doctor's offices are full of people that are sick and diseased. In the Middle East, water is such a critical issue that militaries zealously guard and protect the rivers and fresh water reserves. That's how critical it is in the arid desert land and gentlemen, it is a time for us to pray, to repent, and to notice that the increasing attention needs to be paid upon the international level. Also, within our own nation, we should take into account that the abundance of rivers and streams that are upstream nations, our cities in the nation, are now using, reusing, and emptying their sewage into the very rivers and tributaries where it carries this sludge. And the rivers are becoming polluted with death. And therefore, the Bible used the word blood. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's dead water and the fecal matter and the sewage and sludge that is laying in the bottom of the rivers or carrying down to the next utility water system, that's why that Pastor Buddy feels like that water will be one of the, if not the, key issue to spawn water wars. The angel of the water. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to return back to avoid the catastrophic proportions that is soon to explode upon us. And unless we become informed and aroused citizens and demand action and understanding, and we need to apply the funds that is being spent on foreign lands for oil and for wars fought for the international banking concerns to enrich the coffers of the defense contractors and those who own the industry, ladies and gentlemen, we need to turn our full attention into a remedy for the angel of the troubled waters. We need to take heed. The voice of the third angel has already begin to sound. The population explosion in America and the other worlds, and most of these worlds, or nations of the world, where they are expanding at such an alarming rate and trying to become industrialized at the same time, we are having a major disaster of catastrophic proportions looming in the near future. By 2050, ladies and gentlemen, there will be nations with no fresh drinking water. There will be wars that will result in trying to take the bordering countries' nations' fresh water reserves. Just like we are now in the Middle East, taking the oil reserves by the threat of the gun and the bomb and the mechanized units that are rolling across the sands of the Middle East. And yet, the war is only beginning, and not for the black gold, or as we know it here in the South as Texas tea. We're going to have a war for the water rights to the countries. Ladies and gentlemen, a large interest is being shown in the polar regions, the South and North Pole, with nations flocking there with teams of experts. And the reason why that they are alarmed that there is what is known as the danger of global warming and large sheets of ice. Trillions of gallons of fresh water is being melted at an alarming rate. and going into the salted oceans and becoming useless, even to the point that it's even diluting the saltation of the water, where that even the fish and the marine life are now suffering from too much fresh water in a sea that they're adapted to in the salt water. So then, ladies and gentlemen, these dangers, these problems for the nations are becoming alarming of the angel of the troubled waters. He is going to be instrumental when he pronounces judgment upon the nations. And ladies and gentlemen, that judgment is now. Population growth alone does not account for increased water demand. Since 1900, there has been a six-fold increase in water use for only a two-fold increase in population size. So the demand for the water is greater than the population. There's other reasons why that the nation, as the population increases, that uses more water, and each person, each individual upon the earth to maintain a healthy, dehydrated, or to avoid dehydration in a hydrated state, to maintain that hydration state, they must consume at least 5 to 6 pints of water daily. Now, that water must be clean. That water must be healthy. And that water must be in an alkaline state in order to hydrate the body and to keep its functions by the way that the Creator designed it, knowing in the last days that there would come a time when the increase in population, the Bible said, in the last days, in the last days, in the last days, these signs will be prevalent. People running to and fro. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very mobile population around the earth. Jets are filling the sky with these chemicals, spraying from their engines and dumping mass amounts. If you just look in the nations that contain international type airports in the major cities of the U.S., you will see flight patterns where these planes are noticed in radar positions. The sky is literally stacked up with planes waiting to land, waiting to take off, as they dump tons of polluted emissions into the air, which only increases in the problem of global warming. So we have what is known as a double standard for technology. It is technology that is using up all of our usable water supply in the poles, which give us the potential to have at least 20% of all fresh water is stored in these areas. Inaccessible, and unacceptable monetarily to extract huge chunks of ice. There has been nations such as Saudi Arabia that has literally sent tugs, ocean-going tugs, into the Arctic Circle. They have drilled holes and attached great tug ropes to these icebergs. And they have towed them all the way into the bay of Saudi Arabia, where they extract the fresh water from the iceberg. Ladies and gentlemen, Saudi Arabia is rolling in oil. the money and the wealth that they have could afford. Not many nations can afford to do that, including the United States of America. We're too involved in trying to extract or to extort, if you will, as a better word, or a combination of the words, extract and extort, nations for their oil. And we have overlooked the angel of the waters. They repented not of their sins. Ladies and gentlemen, the greater water usage associated with rising standards of living, meaning that is diets containing less grain and more meat, it also reflects the potentiality of unsustainable levels of irrigated agricultural. Now, world population has recently reached 6 billion, headed now for 7, as I have indicated, and the nation's projection indicate 9 billion people plus by 2050. Now, we're in a water shortage now. What do you believe without a world war? And ladies and gentlemen, the result of these wars to lessen the population that Pastor Buddy has prophesied must come. It's necessary because the climate change that we're having due to the industrialized, the mechanized nations of the world are now causing the waters to become bitter. And it's also developing a climate change. It is now occurring, and most experts concur that it will affect all of the water resources upon the planet. Some experts claim that the climate change has the potential to worsen an already gloomy situation with higher temperatures and more rapid melting of winter snowpacks. Less water supplies will be available to the farms and the cities during the summer months or when the demand is high. Now, I live at the headwaters of the giant man-made created Tennessee Valley Authority. There's over 9 states below us that depend upon the water. Georgia, just this past summer, and still is in a critical drought. Florida is now putting up red flags that if something is not done, the wetlands that they are now draining for the city water consumption, wetlands, lands that were off limits to the water rights of the cities, are now, ladies and gentlemen, they are now bringing about a drainage of our lowlands, our wetlands, so that they can convert the water from the protected species of the Okeechobee Swamp. And they are going to cause an environmental impact upon our nation. It's inevitable. One of the world leaders in research has already predicted that approximately 11,000 desalination plants in 120 nations are needed around the world to produce 60% of the needs for the Middle East. It's going to take 120 nations that will have to develop 11,000 desalting plants. The technology is here, but it's very costly. And yet, the option is now looming larger on the horizon to make these plants now to produce water from the ocean. Now, they're already using it in some nations. They're tapping into the ocean for their water supplies to irrigate the farmland, particularly in the Middle East. These countries have studied the effect and their ultimate needs, and they are aware that they must, now listen, ladies and gentlemen, they must, without any hesitation, form these plants to extract the salt water and to convert it into fresh water for their agricultural. Now, tests have not determined the effect of these desalination plants that are going to be erected. 11,000 of them are needed now. So we're way behind. And so then, the human body, which is two-thirds water, which on the earth we have a two-thirds ratio to one-third of the flesh, it needs to maintain its body functions. It needs, as I said, at least 5 to 6 pints of clean, healthy, alkaline state water. And ladies and gentlemen, most of your bottled water that you drink, and we have gone to a nation of bottled water, and now cities are crying foul because this plastic is hard. It lays in the landfills for thousands of years. We are creating a situation which is now coming to the point that catastrophic dangers are looming in our future because of the troubled waters. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do with everything that we have here up on this earth that cries for water? Are we going to establish clean water rights? Well, Mr. Bush, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has just vetoed the Clean Water Act that would bring more money into the system where that they could produce more water for this nation. So then, Congress has a good chance for the first time in Mr. Bush's 8 years in office to override his veto on this bill. It will help the nations finance some of the research that is needed urgently right now to cure the water problems that is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day. And we'll be right back in part two of our water series, The Troubled Angels Waters. gentlemen, the nations are angry. They are waging war with the Creator, and the Creator is now retaliating with the troubled water angel. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very important for us to come about and fall upon our faces and repent of our sins. Did you know that China is surrounded by over 22,000 now, China. We're going to talk about China because I believe that that's where we are going to face the most problems in the next few years. China is expanding both militarily and industrialized, and they are demanding more water. They've got 22,000 big and small rivers, and rain is as common as sunshine, and it's very, very easy for you to think, with all of that abundant water supply, that they are going to have water. But now listen, did you know that China is polluting all of those rivers as we speak? And in Shanghai, which has the most abundance of water, the United Nations has done predicted since the amount of water in the area annually is 69,603 cubic meters per capita, far exceeded the national average of the 2,220 cubic meters of water available for the rest of the cities. However, the city, with all this abundance, has been added to the United Nations list of six of China's largest cities that will experience severe drinking water problems in this century. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can you see a need for China to go searching for water? Of course, with their modern mechanized army of over 100 million militia and a 5 million man standing regular army ready to go, with the 95 million ready to join, done trained, done armed, done equipped. And ladies and gentlemen, China is now joining the space wars. We just had a incident where our nation, the United States, shot down a satellite of a military nature that they did not want to fall into the wrong hands. So now, even space is not safe from the demonic cause of nations as they reach out to expand their technology to take a spoil. Ladies and gentlemen, it's inevitable. War is coming. And America, which has long escaped the invasion from other nations, this nation, the only turmoil that we've had is internal strife. We suffered here with the Civil War. This is the war after the Revolutionary War, when America was founded in 1776. We have had internal struggles. Our nation right now is so diversified with all of the immigrants that's coming in is nothing but a powder keg with the fuse lit and no water to put it out. It's inevitable. War and strife and division and suffering is coming into America. The threat of invasion from the countries that would like to come and take a spoil mentioned in the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel is now not a remote possibility as it was 50 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, right now in the year 2008, on February the 24th, as I speak, we are now susceptible to an invasion from a foreign power. Now, there could be a combination. Right now, China has only 20% of the water from the 22,000 rivers, only 20% of that, is drinkable or treatable to become drinkable, which lowers the availability of the amounts to local residents to just 1,050 cubic meters per capita, meaning that 60% or less than the nation's average and 10% of the global average. Nations that are now becoming very mechanized and industrialized, such as China, over 60% of the infrastructure of America has now, in the last 30 years, been shipped abroad. Communications is going to India, and the steel industry has long been dominated by Japan, and now China is the big bully on the block. They are demanding more access to natural resources, including oil, and above all, in just a few years, water will become the issue for this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, 20% of the water pipes in the major cities of China leak, and 900,000 toilets used in the city of Shanghai are estimated to waste millions of tons of water in a year. Such deterioration, if not properly handled, will hasten the coming water shortage crisis in our cities, says the deputy director of the Municipal Construction and Management Commission. They are now saying that if China does not attend to its water resources and bring a standard of Class 2 standard drinkable water above where it is now, that millions and millions of people will suffer as the result of it. Now, let me show you something that is very staggering. And when I was doing the research, I can see the enormity of the problem. 1.1 billion tons of sewage is dumped into the water around the city of Shanghai. 1.1 billion tons of sewage. Ladies and gentlemen, how long will our oceans and our rivers that is being polluted with the demand of the industry as they demand more water to produce their products, meaning that we are in dire straits even for drinking water, not to mention that the farms from the urban surrounding areas where they are close to the drinking water is now polluting with this raw sewage that is dumped outside the cities where it's untreatable, and they are now saying that water pollution is the major reasons for the shortage in the areas of China. Water pollution. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to clean it up anytime soon because of the enormous demand for in a growing stage. Since 1998, the city has made it a priority to treat the filthy water in its rivers and creeks, investing only, listen to this now, $169 million in the cleanup process. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is a minute amount of money that would be used or needed to clean the water, to recycle the wastewater, and to use the rainwater that is coming into the area of the land where that it could become drinkable or usable for their nation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, are we at a point where the water situation is going to be worldwide? We think so. And why do we think so? Because right here in America, from the sewage that is produced here in America, dumping above the cities below, and the cities below dumping for the city below, in a chain reaction until the water runs into the ocean. No wonder the ocean is going to become what is known as wormwood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have what is known as people all around the world are now beginning to think that George Washington's angelic vision at Valley Forge in 1777, that there is a strong possibility of the raiding nations abroad that could mount and sustain a military invasion in America, is the book of Ezekiel, the great prophet that prophesied about the land in the West becoming invaded with an invading army. Most of your prophecy, quote-unquote, experts thinks it's in the Middle East because it mentions Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Israel is no longer in Israel? Now, this may come as a surprise for you just because that little sandbox, a little splinter, a little foreign nation like Israel, less than 6 million people crowded into an area themselves that cannot sustain even their own water needs, that they're looking for something else. They're not going to invade Israel in the geographical area of most people's understanding. It is the new Jerusalem, Israel, the land of milk and honey, the land of abundance, the land of plenty. And so the nations are going to come, and they're going to take us full. But the angel of the waters, listen what he done in Mr. Washington's vision. He said, again, I heard the mysterious voice, that's the angel of the waters, ladies and gentlemen, son of the Republic, talking to George Washington. Look and learn. At this, the dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet in his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. This is the third angel, ladies and gentlemen, and taking water from the ocean. Can you see this vision? Taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. And then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. This problem is going to be worldwide, Europe, Asia, and Africa. But listen, then the angel says to George Washington, as he shows him a fearful scene, from which of these countries arose, from each of these countries arose a thick black cloud that were soon joined into one. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. And this cloud didn't fall upon geographical Israel, the sandbox. And throughout this mass, there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America. Which country was invoked in the volume of the cloud? The whole country, ladies and gentlemen. And I dimly saw these vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages and towns and the cities that I beheld springing up. And my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of the swords, and the shouts and the cries of millions in mortal combat. I again heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." When the voice had ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and a fearful blast. Instantly, ladies and gentlemen, he said, "I saw a light as of a thousand suns that shone down from above, and it pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud which evoked America." At the same moment, the angel whose head still shone the word Union, and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other, descended from the heavens, attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately taking courage again, closed up the broken ranks and renewed the battle. And again, through the fearful noise of this conflict, I heard the Son of the Republic say, "Look and learn." Ladies and gentlemen, I have got to close now, but I want you to know that this angel dipped the last time back into the water from the ocean and sprinkled it again upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. I want you to know that once that I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where they had, I had seen them before, where the bright angel was plaiting the standard that he had brought in the midst of them, cried with a loud voice, "While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last." And taking this from his brow and crown, on which was blazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard while the people were kneeling down and said, "Amen." Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to return. We are very, very susceptible to an invasion for a needing nations abroad. They're coming to take us full. We have long been the envy of the world. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, Part 2. If you'd like to have this series on water, we've wrapped it up tonight, two parts. We would be glad to get it to you, and we're going to also tell you about a wonderful machine that we have that can convert your standard kitchen tap water into a clean, filtered, and ionized water that is highly alkaline. This is what you need. It's for your health. If you'd like to have one, you would just need to call our information concerning the machine that we're offering tonight. For good, clean, healthy water, just contact Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip is 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on the 24th of February. My telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think that all the visions and all the signs and all the wonders, George Washington is not alone. I have a list of hundreds of people that have had visions around America in the last 20 years. that speak of an invasion army coming to America. Let us prepare, for the time is nigh, even at the door. And let us also know that a kneeling nation must again return to the old path. Yahweh said, the day that you seek me with all of your heart, you can find me. Did you know that Yahweh is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and is safe? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that they'll see that you're called by the name of Yahweh and they will be afraid of you? Don't you know that the prophets of Yahweh in the last days are not coming preaching this silly denominational pay, pray, and prosper gospel? We're coming to preach you the coming events of the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the warning from one of those, and Yahweh's prophets are becoming many around the earth. His great, magnanimous, and magnificent name, with men that are able to stand up and proclaim through experience and speak the prophetic word for a nation that is lost. Let us return and ride with him, ladies and gentlemen. The angel's coming. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you Friday night with Brother Randall on WWRV 3.185. We've been in a meeting in North Carolina, just got back and couldn't visit with him here last Friday night, but I missed the opportunity. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR. Yahweh bless. You're right.